Chapter 4 On the Pirate Ship. Peter had saved Tiger Lily. Now the Indians would do anything for him. They protected his underground home. Down below, the boys were having their supper. Peter and Wendy were happily looking at them. Soon it was bedtime. The Lost Boys asked for their favorite story. "There once was a gentleman," Wendy began. "His name was Mr. Darling. His wife was Mrs. Darling."
"I knew them,"
said John.
"At least, I think I knew them."
"They had three children," Wendy continued, "and a good dog named Nana. One day, the children flew away to Neverland."
"What a good story,"
said the first twin. "But think of their poor parents," said Wendy. "They must have missed their children." Wendy continued the story. "Their mother loved them very much, and she always left the window open. All they had to do was just to fly right in."
"You're wrong about mothers, Wendy,"
said Peter. The boys looked startled.
"I used to think like you,"
said Peter.
"I thought my mother would keep the window open forever, so I stayed away for many months. Then one day I flew back. The window was locked. Another boy was in my bed."
The story frightened the children.
"Wendy,"
cried John,
"let's go home."
"All right," said Wendy. "Let's go right now." Peter couldn't believe his ears. Wendy and her brothers wanted to go back to their parents. But the boys didn't want to lose their mother.
"We won't let you go,"
said one.
"Let's throw her in jail,"
said another. The boys looked so sad. But Wendy had an idea.
"Why not come with us? My mother and father can adopt you."
"Can we, Peter?"
asked the boys.
"All right."
But Wendy saw the look on Peter's face. She knew that he felt bad.
"Come with us, Peter," she said.
"No,"
said Peter.
"I'm not going with you."
"But we could find your mother."
"No, I just want to be a little boy and have fun forever,"
said Peter. Just then, the ground above them shook. The pirates and the Indians were fighting. Wendy put her arms around the boys. But the battle above the ground was over quickly. The boys wondered who had won. Actually, Hook and his pirates had cheated. They had attacked in the dark, and they had won. The captain then tiptoed to a tree and listened to the sounds from below. He heard Peter talking.
"Let's listen,"
said Peter.
"The Indians always beat their tom-toms when they win."
Hook whispered to Smee. Smee smiled. Then he picked up a tom-tom and he began to drum.
"The tom-tom!"
cried Peter.
"The Indians have won."
The children cheered. It was safe for them to go up now. But they couldn't because it was past their bedtime. That night, the Lost Boys found it hard to sleep. They wanted to go and celebrate with the Indians. One by one, the boys came up to look for them. The pirates easily caught the children as they came up. They carried them off to the pirate ship. Captain Hook went underground to find Peter. Peter was sleeping. Beside him was a cup of milk. Hook always carried a small bottle of poison. He put 5 drops into the cup of milk. Then he climbed back up the tree. Luckily for Peter, Tinkerbell saw everything. When Hook left, she knocked over Peter's cup.
"Peter! Peter!" said Tinkerbell. "The pirates have captured Wendy and the boys!"
Peter's heart beat loudly. He couldn't believe it. Peter ran through the forest. He could see clearly because the moon was full. Peter was happy. He was off on another adventure. He had to save Wendy and the children from Captain Hook. Wendy was tied to the mast of the pirate ship. The Lost Boys were about to be thrown into the sea. Captain Hook said to Wendy,
"So, my beauty, are you ready to see your boys thrown into the sea?"
Suddenly, he stopped moving.
"Hide me!"
yelled Hook. The pirates gathered around their captain. The Lost Boys ran to the ship's side to see the crocodile. But it wasn't a crocodile, it was Peter Pan. He had brought a clock to frighten Captain Hook. Peter climbed onto the roof of the cabin. Then he jumped down next to Captain Hook.
"Aha!"
he cried.
"It's you!"
The captain pulled out his sword.
"Foolish boy, prepare to die!"
Peter Pan pulled out his sword as well. He was a master with the sword. They fought for a long time. Finally, Captain Hook was cornered. Escape was his only chance. He backed over to the side of the boat and fell out of it. Unfortunately for Hook, the crocodile was waiting for him in the sea. The clock in his stomach had finally stopped ticking. And that was the end of Captain Hook.